Hi, my name's Rachel Brown. I'm a personal trainer and sports therapist, and this is a little introductory podcast to get my website going and just to let you know who I am, what I do, and my philosophy behind training, things like that. I am 44, female. I have a family. I've got three girls aging between 6 and 14, and I'm married. I've got pets as well. I have been a personal trainer and sports therapist for over 20 years. I got a diploma in personal training and sports therapy from a company called Premier, and have worked in the industry ever since. I've worked mostly freelance, and I have worked with other people, so in a therapy centre setting, working alongside physiotherapists and osteopaths, acupuncturists. I've also worked at the beginning of my career for a time in gyms as a fitness instructor. So I've got a wide range of experience. What do I do? What do I like doing when I train? I go to a CrossFit gym. I love doing that. I have got amazing coaches at my gym and I really respect them. They absolutely know what they're doing. And it's just brilliant working with them. At the moment, I only get to there about twice a week if I'm lucky, and I'm really hoping I can increase that soon because I really do love that range and style of training. Before CrossFit became a thing in the UK, I was using quite a similar style of training anyway, so I would mix up with my clients a combination of Olympic weightlifting and bodyweight work and some gymnastic style movements like pull-ups, as well as some of the more traditional weighted work such as squats and bench press and deadlifts and things like that. I've also always played around with mobility a lot and included things like animal moves and flows into my training session, always trying to keep it fun. I love yoga and I'm actually in the process of doing teacher training for that. I really love a good vinyasa flow and it's one of the things that really helps me stay zen and grounded. It's like pressing the reset button, I find. I do taekwondo and I do that with my older two girls and my youngest one's just started as well, and I'm really lucky to have the most amazing taekwondo instructor as well. And I just love doing lots of other things, particularly outdoors. So I love running off-road, I love paddleboarding. I used to do a load of mountain biking, but my poor bike's seen better days and I'm hoping to get back on it soon. Yes, that's a little bit about how I love training. I'm very much of the school of thought that it has to be fun. It has to be fun and it has to be something you're going to get to do. That's one of my main philosophies in training. There is no point being prescribed a certain style of exercise if you're not going to enjoy it and if you're going to find any excuse not to do it. So it's very much about finding what you love and making it work for you. How do I teach and train then? I run classes. I run what's called a boot camp class. It is the furthest thing from a military boot camp you could think. We do a lot of body weight work. We incorporate some weights. It is one of the most wonderful social classes. And the chat that happens during the warm-up, people come as much for the mental health and the chat as they do for the training. But it's gone from strength to strength and it's been running for over 10 years. And it's just wonderful. So I do that a few times a week. I train people one-to-one in their homes or in an open green space near them. And I also do sports therapy. So that's sports massage, a combination of relaxing, remedial and deep tissue massage. But I very much think that massage on its own is a very short temporary fix. Massage works best when it's combined with corrective exercise. So you use a little bit of massage to reset some muscle imbalances, and then you do some corrective exercise, and the two together often help to speed up recovery from problems, whether they're acute injuries or some more long-standing chronic problems. So if you are interested at all in training or coming along to classes, the contact information is all on my website. I also am planning to run these podcasts just as a little get some information out there. With 20 years experience, I've got lots of information. So for example, talking about the benefits of therapy and how it works best. Or if someone comes to me, quite a common one is someone will come and say, oh, I started Catch to 5K and now my lower back's hurting. And I can talk you through how muscle imbalances work and give you a couple of stretches and an activation exercise that should help stop that being an ongoing problem. So I'm hoping to make this a combination of some audio podcasts with the bits of information, a little bit of philosophy of how I train, and some videos and vlogs as well, so that you've got a library effectively of information and exercises that can help you through your training.